From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. As Congress works to avoid another government shutdown ahead of a Thursday deadline, government workers in Colorado Springs are watching with bated breath. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports.
The debate over whether the government will remain open in coming days has real implications for many in Colorado Springs, where a large share of the workforce is employed by the federal government. Stephanie Hooks is president of the Fort Carson chapter of the American Federation of Government Employees, a union representing nearly 3,000 civilian workers at the post. After last month's shutdown, she said the looming threat of furloughs and delayed paychecks has been stressful for federal workers.
My recommendation is to be very thrifty with your money, to save, because I think a lot of civilian personnel are getting this sense that this may become the new normal, to hold government workers hostage.
If a spending agreement isn't reached, many employees at the city's five military installations could be furloughed or asked to work without pay until a deal is made. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Colorado's Senate has given initial approval to a bill that would expedite the construction of high-speed internet service in rural areas. The bill, which has bipartisan sponsors, would take money from a state fund that has long subsidized rural telephone service to support rural broadband instead. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.